Good morning, London. This is Eric Olander in San Francisco with a package on the reaction to the Rodney King verdict. And the suggested lead comes to you as follows. The people of the state of California are breathing a big sigh of relief after a jury in Los Angeles handed down a guilty verdict to two police officers involved in the beating of motorist Rodney King. Correspondent Eric Olander reports from San Francisco on the impact the decision is having in California. And the story comes to you in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Government officials throughout the state are expressing relief that they won't have to implement emergency plans formulated after last year's bloody riots. San Francisco Mayor Frank Jordan says he is very happy with the jury's decision, but admits he was expecting the worst.
I'm pleased at the whole process, and I think that what has to be done now is, as the verdict starts to go all over the United States, people come together, this healing process of knowing that if we just work together, start looking at everyone's civil rights on an equal basis, that this verdict is going to be a positive one, and I think there's going to be some good results coming out of it.
But many other people weren't as upbeat as the mayor, especially among the African American and minority communities. People had mixed feelings.
I think it was fair and unfair, okay, meaning that they all should have been convicted, okay, instead of just two and two.
Well, I was pleased that they did get two convictions, but I think all four officers should have been charged with something.
You know, basically, it's a license that the society at whole gives, you know, policemen and all other institutions, you know, to devalue black men. That's what it is. It's a license. That's why those policemen were out there beating him like they were. They have free license to do that in American society, you know?
To fully understand the reaction people had to the ruling, it's imperative to put it in context. You see, on Friday night, the evening before the verdict was announced, the situation in many Northern California cities was very tense. Knowing that the jury was to announce a decision in the controversial trial the following morning, people went to bed expecting the worst. On Friday afternoon, both the mayors of Los Angeles and San Francisco got on television to plead with people not to use violence as an expression of their frustration. Police in San Francisco and other Bay Area cities were placed on full alert. Across the bay in the city of Berkeley, many shop owners boarded up all their windows. And civil rights groups were organizing protest marches in anticipation of a hung jury or a not guilty decision. But by mid-morning on Saturday, the mood was remarkably different. Soon after the news that Lawrence Powell and Stacey Kuhn were both found guilty of violating Rodney King's civil rights, the police barricades started to come down, stores opened for business, and life generally went on as usual. About those protest marches, though, well, they sort of turned into celebrations. In addition to the singing and some dancing, a very serious message was also being put forth.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Yeah!
We're marching for justice! I say we're marching for justice!
Yeah!
I say we're marching for justice!
Yeah!
All right.
Generally speaking, California's reaction to the verdict was calm. Police throughout the state report only a few minor incidents related to the verdict, and Governor Pete Wilson says if the situation remains stable, then most of the National Guard units in Los Angeles will be removed shortly. Life for many Californians, especially around Los Angeles, is beginning to return to normal. But for communities such as East Oakland, South Central Los Angeles, and East Palo Alto, normalcy is poverty, unemployment, drugs, and widespread misery. Advocates for rebuilding America's inner cities are skillfully using the post-trial media blitz as an opportunity to get their message out. Civil rights advocate and the director of the National Rainbow Coalition, Reverend Jesse Jackson.
We need President Clinton to come here with his urban policy plan, because the absence of a riot is not the presence of justice and jobs and health care and education, and that's what we need.
One African-American marcher in San Francisco said that it's hard to believe that after 30 years of the American Civil Rights Movement, Black America is still singing the same songs and making the same speeches about equality. Reflecting on the entire Rodney King affair, the marcher added that as long as African Americans continue to be the victims of certain socioeconomic policies and police brutality, the singing will have to go on. Reporting from San Francisco, I'm Eric Olander.